Welcome to the Toxic Tea Podcast.
Yeah, episode one.
Episode one. I'm your co-host, Aaron.
I'm Ashley.
How are you feeling?
Pretty good. I mean, yeah, here we are.
We're recording. It's live. Recording. It's happening.
I think the camera's on. I'm not 100% certain there.
It's like all just going to be a journey.
It's definitely a journey. We've already struggled a little bit, so.
Yeah. I just feel like I have so much admiration for people who can get it all to work.
Yeah, for sure. Can't wait to just be able to have that be maybe like a 20-minute process instead of, I think it's been over an hour.
Yeah, like I was getting to the point where I was just like, I'm over it.
Yeah, and it's like, that's not even including what happens after.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, no, we're good. We're good.
Yeah,
we got
we'll
it.
Be fine. I'm not, yeah, it's whatever.
We got it. Okay.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
I'm fine. I'm tired. Can't wait to go to bed tonight. Might do a face mask, but I don't know. I almost honestly like that pack you got me for Christmas last night. I almost used the snail one.
Ew. I'm like,
what
is the snail one though?
I want to say, don't quote me, I want to say it's like brightening, tightening, and moisturizing.
On the snail? No, that one should be like moisturizing.
I think brightening and slimy? Tightening might, I mean, there's not like snails on it. I don't know. It's not in. It's
no,
not
some in, of those have weird.
Like, honest, it's not in English. That's like straight up.
I was gonna say some of those had weird flavors, but like scents. No, like.
I honestly don't know if it not flavor because you're not tasting it, but like, do you
snail?
What's a snail smell like?
Caviar.
No. Oh. Is that the same thing?
No. Caviar is eggs.
From what?
Fish eggs, right?
I don't think so.
You just showed me that video on TikTok recently, remember?
I don't think it.
You were like, it was like pushing out all the eggs.
I'm embarrassed. I honestly, I don't know. I don't remember. And that's because I'm scared of the ocean, but that's between me and myself. That's a deeper topic.
Yeah. We can't dive into that now.
But yeah, I'm not really sure. So.
Okay. Well, that sounds fun.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll do one with you.
Yeah. Why not? Maybe you'll do snail.
No, I'm not doing snail.
Brightening, tightening. That's what the three little words, like, it's always one of those.
Sick.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
Well, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good. I'm tired, too. Okay. You know, it's, like, end of a long week, Sunday. But I'm excited.
Yeah.
I've been talking about this podcast for a year.
A while.
So I'm excited that we're actually doing it. I'm proud of us.
Proud.
Let's dive in, I guess.
Yeah. First, I guess we should talk about who we are.
Yeah.
Ashley, Aaron, we are married.
Mm-hmm.
We've been married. We got married in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
But we met in high school.
We did. I was just telling people about it last night because people always quake over it.
Yeah, I mean, it's it's cool.
It is kind of it's an uncommon fact about us.
Yeah, for sure. It's a good story. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll talk about that more. We literally met in high school through basketball. We both played basketball.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we met through basketball and like, crazy story. So kind of cool.
It is crazy story. I think people are so shook that we've known each other for so long. And it's funny because it's just like natural to us. And we're like, oh yeah, we've known each other since we were 17.
Yeah. She had a super big crush on me.
No, you were obsessed with me.
Whatever. We'll talk about it later. We both have our theories.
We were besties.
Yeah. Besties for real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Now we're married and our two, I actually don't think you can see waffles in the camera, but this is our other
child. Is Webby. You might be able to hear Waffles breathing right now. Like, he's knocked.
No, like, I wish you could put the microphone by him.
I'm not getting up, but he's knocked.
Yeah. He's had such a long day. He's such an angel. So is Webby. They are the best.
I'm sure that our toxic relationship with our dogs and how we baby them will come up.
Or, like, if they're being hella annoying.
Yeah. It's as, like, I feel like all dog owners feel the same, though. It's, like, hot and cold.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
Like, when they do things, we always talk about how, like, yeah, when people have dogs that, like, don't act up. Like, they're not worried about what their dogs are going to do on a walk because their dogs are just going to walk.
They're not stressed.
They're never stressed on walks. They're like, it doesn't matter what time of day it is. It doesn't matter what time of day it is because my dog is just going to walk with me.
It's a good dog.
Yeah. We don't. It's
I'm out here like this, like
yeah, all four of us are stressed. So I don't know stressed. Who starts it, but we definitely are stressed walkers. They're just like protective and it's too much, you know?
Yeah,
it's like that's what we want, but at the same time, like, you don't have to attack a chihuahua, like your neighbor, like you see them all the time.
No, I know. Well, actually, our neighbors, little chihuahuas, ran out and attacked us the other day.
Stella.
I don't know the other one's name, I forget.
Stella's the main character, that's why.
No, and our neighbor, she was so pissed, and I was like, it's literally fine. Like, you know, she's the best. She was so mad.
I bet.
She was in her little rainbow socks.
No.
Like, she was just taking them out to the bathroom, and we were walking, and I was like, this is going to be drama.
Like, here we go.
And then...
They really put on.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, they're ready.
Yeah, yeah. No, they were hype.
No, like, they're ready to jump you. Like, it's on sight.
And Webby could just eat them with one bite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she doesn't have to, because that's, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's reading the room. It's a struggle.
It's reading the room. Yeah. Well, anyway. Okay, so who we are. Let's talk about like what this
podcast is all about.
Toxic tea.
Yeah. Go ahead. I'm gonna let you kind of explain.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Basically, this podcast is all about relationships. So it could be, and you can write in at toxictpodcast@gmail.com or DM us or Instagram toxictpodcast.
And everything is anonymous. So like
anonymous.
Yeah. You can change the names when you write in.
Yes.
You doesn't have to be like, you can change, you know, parts if you don't want those parts being revealed.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do like, and that's the type of shade you throw, then like, whatever,
throw it out there.
We're not shaming any of this, right?
No judgment.
But I feel like there's so much toxicity in relationships, all types of relationships. You can go
all
more.
Types.
Yeah, go. You can go more into that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And if you want to write us from like an anonymous email too, do it.
Do you?
We don't care. Literally. We'll never tell.
Never judging. Locked. Never caring. Yeah.
Yeah.
Steel trap.
Yeah. Basically anything about relationships, dating, marriage, coworkers. Parents, friends,
teammates,
your dogs,
like family in general, your
yeah
brother-in-law, extended. Sister-in-law,
neighbors,
yeah. Neighbor tea.
Oh my god,
ooh, the neighbor app. Don't. There's a lot.
Oh, next lot. Door.
Next door.
Yeah. Oh my god,
there's a lot. Of
I used
stuff
to live
goes.
On that.
It's people a social media. Hella social shit media about people. Site. It's a social media site. We all know it.
No, like actually, yeah. That is probably the most toxic. App.
Yeah, there's a lot of shade thrown on there.
There's a lot of hate, a lot of shade.
People really like shaming people for not watering their lawn. Like, no, relax.
Like Barbara in house 242.
Yeah, like chill.
You haven't watered your lawn in 7 years.
Like, there is a suspicious vehicle sitting. Like, Deborah, that's mine.
Deborah, that's like, that's my G-Wagon.
I hope G-Wagon. Deborah, that's my broke down ass car. Leave me alone.
I know. Yeah, yeah, no, that app, it's a good laugh. Yeah, people are unhinged.
Take it for a spin.
Unhinged.
This is a free ad.
And also, like, break-ins every day. But anyway, free ad, sponsor us.
Sponsor me. Okay.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Relationships, like, relationships with you and your animals. It can literally be any type of relationship that you can think of. Food relationships.
Oh, if you have kids, too. I mean, we don't have kids, but like a lot of our friends do. And we love hearing the tea about their kids.
Love. Like there's kids have zero filter. They just kind of like unload. So,
yeah, we have some good stories next week that we're going to talk about. I don't think we're going to do any today just so we can kind of get a good intro.
Yeah,
in.
Definitely want you guys to know like what everything is about, why we're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and you can ask for advice. You can vent. You can tell us tea, like whatever you want to write in. We will do our best to discuss. This is basically a safe space for anyone to write in, to laugh about, talk shit about. Like, oh my God. Oh, well, I'll just go into it then. Remember, okay, so we got a new dentist, remember?
Totally.
Okay, so.
Totally.
I was fuming after I went. I was looking for a place to vent because I came home and unloaded on you.
I was going to see him in like 48 hours.
Yeah, I was like, this is literally insane.
And like, I wasn't going to cancel. It takes so long to get into a dentist.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm seeing him.
Yeah. Here basically, he was just like telling me, well, I came in and everything was good. And then he was like, oh, you grind your teeth. I'm like, yeah, obviously I'm so stressed. Like, yeah, I know that. I have, what's it called? Night aligners. They're like aligners. They're like,
Why wouldn't they be called night aligners? Like, what is the other option there?
Well, it's not like a night guard. You know what I mean? Okay. It's aligners, but it's, you wear them at night only, not during the day.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what else would it be called?
Not a night guard. Mouth guard.
No, you don't wear a mouthpiece. You're not out here running the ball. Like, chill. Like, what? I imagine if you wore the one that had the thing on the outside.
To bed.
With like the teeth on it. Yo.
Did you have to wear a mouth guard in college, in high school or college?
No. But
you didn't?
No.
I had to wear one in high school.
No, your coach was like kind of like about all those like weird things though.
I know. And did I tell you I dropped it and I kicked it under the bleachers once? Did I tell you that? And then I got in trouble because you thought I forgot it.
Of course. That's disgusting.
No, it's like trauma in my mind.
We got fit form in college, but that was like just in case.
You didn't have to wear them?
No. It was just like in case you got hit in the face and like they made you go back in, so you had to wear it.
I'm kind of surprised you didn't have to wear them.
Yeah, no. I never had to wear ankle braces or anything either.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah.
You probably should have.
Oh, no. I did, but I mean, our team didn't.
Oh, okay.
Does that
make
sense? It wasn't like a rule.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Those are toxic. Those are sick.
The way people look in those is toxic.
No, like.
Nobody looks good in ankle braces.
Your legs are like this. Like tubes.
No, I don't care what anybody says.
No, yeah,
you don't look good in those. DM me pictures of anybody that looks good in ankle braces. Like, and I'm not talking about like you're sending me pictures of Steph Curry in these like thin braces. I don't want to hear it.
No,
I'm talking about the ones that you slip on. You have to tie the laces.
Yeah.
And then you have to strap the Velcro.
No, like
they're so thick.
They only look good on really, really tall people because let me tell you why. Because you know that's like your calf, and then there's like a space, and then your ankle brace. But for me, there was no space, so it was just like calf brace.
No, no space.
Like what so is just... it called? Kinkle. Whoa, I haven't heard that word.
Yeah, exactly. If you were like our height, it's kinkles.
Yeah, 5'8".
Sure. Yeah,
anyone wants to know.
Yeah, I really fought my doctor's hard on the ankle braces. I was not hated them.
Yeah. Where was I going with this? Why did I bring that up? I know it started at the dentist.
That you were talking about like...
Oh, my mouth guard. Okay.
Back on track.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, I'm like trying to work on my stress, obviously. Like, that's why I got my night guard, so I'm not grinding.
It's a night aligner. Dude,
Night aligner. Yeah.
It's not a guard.
Yeah, it makes your teeth straighter and it's great. It's a double thing. Anyway, so he was trying to tell me, he was like on this journey about like working on sleep and how...
Fuck the word journey, like straight up.
Yeah, no, he straight up said journey.
I can't.
I know. I hate that word. He said it. And he was like, yeah, so I really think you need a nose job. And I was like, what? And I was like, what do you mean? And he was like, I can just like tell you have a deviated septum and you're having problems breathing. And I was like, first of all, like I never complained about that. And I didn't even complain about grinding my teeth. Like, so I'm not complaining about anything, honestly. Like, I feel fine. And then he was trying to tell me that I needed a nose job and I had to do a sleep study and like get an MRI and all these things. So I like walk out to the front desk and they're like, okay, so like, when do you want to set this up? And I was like, I don't. Like, what? I'm fine.
Yeah. It was too much. Like, I didn't ask for all of that. Like, clean my teeth.
That's all I wanted. I still haven't booked another follow appointment because I'm like, I don't know.
Clean my teeth.
Yeah. Where did I get? Like, how
because
did we
you
get
were trying
dentist?
To. You were trying to tell people how they could write in to vent about something.
Oh yeah, yeah, yes.
You know what
I
mean? I
was like,
I that's
need
gonna be my job on the podcast is tying us back to where.
Yeah,
we were.
Yeah.
Anyway, go on.
Yeah, I probably. I just like needed a safe space. And I was like, I don't know where, like someone needs to, I have to tell somebody about this.
Yeah. And I mean, sometimes your spouse can't take all that heat.
Yeah. Like you don't want to unload on your spouse every day about things. I feel like I already.
That was a good story though, just mainly because I was like, oh, I'm going there soon.
Yeah, and I was like, if he tells you to get a nose job, we're leaving. But yeah, he didn't. No, for so, sure. Like, maybe I do need a nose job.
Yeah, he didn't say that to me. He actually said my teeth were... My nose, more importantly.
That's hell annoying.
Yeah. But...
You know who needs a nose job?
Is Bubs. Guys, I hope you can hear him. Wait, let me see.
You put it up to him.
He stops snoring. He stops snoring. What a bum. Enough.
Oh, he looks cute.
Yeah, he's really asleep.
Anyway, yeah, so anything else on that? On stories or anything? Do you have any else to
add? Yeah, like, and again, it can be like anything. Like a toxic relationship that you have with... a current like snack, like I think that stuff is always hilarious because like we all have like our ones where it's like, what's I want that.
What is that
like,
right now for you?
Toxic snack, right?
I mean, I could probably answer it.
Oh,
but you go ahead.
Okay, you say it, and then I'll tell you if that's what I was gonna say.
No, you go first.
Oh,
I don't want to like.
Oh, you're gonna put me on blast?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you put me on blast?
Yeah, yeah.
Why are you always blasting me?
No, I'm not. You go first.
I don't want you to go.
Okay, I won't go. What is it though?
With like a snack right now. I mean, I feel like through and through I have a really toxic relationship with cheese.
Oh.
I just love it.
Yeah, yeah.
But like you don't have to have it.
I just got some more today.
Yeah, thank you. That's another thing. I'm like, yeah, I have no self-control.
Yeah. I mean, you do.
No, I do, but like not with cheese. Like she could get me anytime, any day.
Yeah, and you like quesadillas too.
I do love a quesadilla, but I'm Hispanic, so like
it's like your blood.
It is what it is.
Quesadillas are so good.
No, they bang. Like everybody loves those.
So good.
Everybody loves them.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like anything, like any kind of toxic relationship, you know, like be creative, like random stuff.
Yeah, I want to hear it all. I feel like there's such good tea in offices. I know a lot of people like work from home. So. Yeah, you don't work in an office, but I feel like I always had so much tea when I worked in like an office. I mean, I still do. I still tell you like, you know what she said.
Yeah, like it's really crazy.
It is unhinged.
Yeah, there's just like a lot of people that are really different in an office sometimes. And so it's like.
Yeah, I mean, me and you talk about that is like your coworkers have such a different relationship. Like you see them more than your spouse and your best friends and your family.
All day, every day.
You see them at the lowest low and the highest high, like 6 a.m.
Before the Diet Coke, after the Diet Coke.
Before the donuts, before the meetings.
I mean, after the nicotine burns off, like, we can go in.
No, like...
We can go in.
You see the whole person.
For sure. You just release, and like, I don't know, your coworkers see you, like, if you get a fight with your spouse or something.
Yeah,
like they really,
they know more about your relationship.
They really do, because where do you think your spouse is venting about some of that stuff? At work, which, again, toxic. Not saying that's okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
It happens.
Do you think it's normal to, like, vent about your relationship at work? Or, like, what is a normal amount?
I think it depends on who, like, what your situation is with, like, your coworkers. Like, my coworkers, for example, like, there's four other people. And, like, Kevin is, like, arguably probably my best friend. And so it's, like, we've been working just me and him for, like, 8 years. So it's, like, different. Like, it's different. And like, we're both married to Geminis. Like, there's just like a lot of things. And so there's like 17 people in this like relationship. And so it's like, it's fine because like, he's my best friend. So like, it's different.
Yeah.
But like, another situation, like at your work, we don't like hang out with those people.
Yeah.
So it would be weird, I think, for you to like, they don't have know
yeah,
me.
Like divulge anything.
But also, if they do know me, I think it's weird if you're talking to your entire office about what's going on.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That's like embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel. But I'm like private, so.
No, I'm hella private too. Yeah. Yeah, it's like I'm not gonna tell you unless you ask. But also, I have to be working with you for like a year every day. Tell you things.
Wow. Yeah, I just like I don't
like
know.
I'm just not someone who like opens up easily
for
to coworkers.
No, same. Like,
because like we're here to work. No offense. Like, if like a friend can come out of it, great. But like. You know,
yeah, we're not friends like right away.
Yeah, I'm not gonna tell you my life story.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, but like also you just see people like, man, I think that's another thing is like relationships are so fascinating. Most people do vent about their relationships at work or like with their friends, you know what I mean? I think a lot of things are like friendships, dating, marriage. Like you hear so much about that. And it's, I think me and you wanted to also start this podcast because we're so fascinated with relationships.
Yeah. Well, and there's just like so many different like types of relationships, like just so many different types, like not even talking about like gender or anything like that. Like yeah. Some people like friendships that are maybe more than friendships, like just friendships.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's just like so many different types of relationships.
And like observing them.
Yeah, it's just like interesting, like looking at like people, like people. We are so interesting.
Yeah.
And like the things that like, yeah, people do in relationships or people think are like normal or people think like that's their normal. Like there's just, yeah.
Yeah.
Relationships are very interesting and like so just talking true. About it because it's, I don't know. I feel like the more you know. Kinda.
Yeah.
Like that might not be something that like I would necessarily want to do or like,
yeah.
But that doesn't mean that like people don't.
Yeah. Know? Yeah. Yeah. You're like, I'm not judging. I'm just like, that's different than what I would do.
Yeah.
What?
I think that is, I don't really know if that means anything. Oh, it's still going. You know, when like the computer, like,
oh,
you know, like
sleeps. No, good call.
And it's like, well, is it still working? Like we're too new to the game.
Oh, and remember how we were going to talk about, like, do we want an intro song?
Guys, that's, like, honestly probably the main thing we need help on. Do we want an intro song or are we just on here, you know, like, because sometimes that's corny.
I know.
Like,
I
could think of a couple, and I'm not going to, like, throw shade, but I could think of a couple bigger time podcasts I know that have, like, intro music, and it's, like, it's corny.
Some big-ass podcasts do and some big-ass podcasts don't.
Yeah. It's honestly preference, but like, I don't know. I don't know what kind of girlies we are yet, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Like I was looking up like hip hop little beats.
Oh, okay.
What would you say are like song would be?
Like, what did you say?
Like what kind of music do you think we would have? I was looking up, okay. I was looking up like upbeat hip hop songs. Cause I was like, okay, I'm picturing us like strolling through the city.
Oh wow, okay.
Drinking our coffees.
She said, strolling through the city.
Like upbeat and happy. Like, you know, we're like doing good. Typical. That's kind of the vibe I was going for.
Okay. I'm terrible at music. So I don't even have like
that's why I didn't ask you.
I don't even have like a single I don't even have a single like artist in my head right now.
Yeah, because your music is all 2000s. Like you're literally stuck in the 2000s.
It's really crazy though, because I will say this, I have the top aux at the facility.
What do you mean?
Like people know if my phone isn't connected at the facility, because like mine is just like solid every day.
What did you play today at work?
For the first 2 hours,
yeah,
I played 90s R&B.
Okay.
Because we started at 8, so it's like, let me ease. Okay.
Maybe we should say what you do. So people are like, what is she?
Yeah.
Actually, what if,
let's just let people guess. Okay, yeah, I'm just going to tell this story and then, like, whatever. If you don't know me, like, guess. We started at 8 this morning.
Yeah.
And so, like, R&B to, like, start the day.
Yeah.
You know, get people settled. And then about halfway through the day, I put on Drake.
Okay, okay.
Because, like, we had probably, like, on average, like, 13 to 15-year-olds. So, like, they all know that music.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
always good.
Yeah, that like that's what I mean. I'm just consistent. Like, I'm not out here trying to hit homers.
If I had your job, I would be more fixated on the playlist.
You couldn't have my job. Because you would be like, I hate this song. I hate this. Like, or you'd have to wear an Apple Watch or something.
Yeah, but I'd be, like, mixing songs together.
I can't. Yeah.
Actually, I'd be having, like, a little, like,
a table.
What's it called? Yeah, like a little table in the corner.
It's too much.
And then I'd be like, if they didn't know the songs, who didn't know?
Beckett didn't know Hillary Duff.
You just put him on blast.
And I will be checking in next week to make sure that he has listened and actually done his research.
Listen to the podcast.
It's about accountability. No, he's supposed to listen. He's supposed to look up who Hillary Duff is.
Yeah.
And then tell me the song that I played.
Well, I guess I can go into our next topic of, like, why we've been so on Hillary Duff.
Oh.
Of what we've been watching. Well, it kind of falls back to what we were just talking about, of, like, how we're interested in relationships, you know?
Uh-huh.
We started rewatching, which I'm sure, like, most of America did, Laguna Beach, which was on Netflix.
We inspired people to start watching that show, too. Like, shout out Dana.
Yeah.
our sister for really grinding and getting through Laguna Beach and the hills.
Yeah.
And she started 2 months after us.
Wait, but I actually have to talk about this.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Okay, we're millennials, right?
I believe so.
Gen Z, like, they did not know what Laguna Beach and the hills were. Like, it's... I was so mind blown. She was like, I've never heard of any of these people. I'm like, you don't know who Lauren Conrad is? Kristen Cavallari? Like, what
as
do you
I've,
mean?
As I've said, it's the golden era of television. Like, nobody cared about what they looked like on TV, did on TV. Yeah. Nobody was trying to necessarily, like... There was just, like, no social media. So, like, the most you could get out of it was, like, another show. It wasn't like, oh, if I look a certain way or I do something or, like, I can... Yeah. It was just... It was good times.
It was such simple times.
It was simple times. There are girls on there fresh out of bed, just six girls kikiing on a bed in their pajamas.
Like eating ice cream.
Glasses still on because they haven't put their contacts in.
Yeah.
That's real life, you know?
That is so true. And
it's just different.
It's like such core memories in my mind. Like the way I really was like getting homecoming dresses because of them.
For sure.
Like that was like... Actually, now that I think about it, there was no social media. So you're like, oh, let me see like the trends. Yeah. But like, why was that the trends? Like, you know what I mean? That's so weird to think about.
Yeah. MTV, like those shows were so influential at that time because it was like relatable. I mean, they were like, and they were just like a little bit older than us.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. That's true. And
so it's like it just like hit at the right time, if you will.
It really hit. And my friend bought me all of the DVDs. Like,
yeah,
so good.
Yeah.
And now we've made it through almost all of the hills.
I've listened to the podcast too. Like I'm really diving back in because now that I feel like I've seen it twice, maybe more than twice.
All the hills.
Oh well, Laguna.
Oh yeah.
This was my first time watching all the hills all the way through. Me too. As we talked about, so it's... And just like knowing what we know now, like there's more information out too.
Yeah.
Because like blind watching it. Yeah. Like what's real? What's fake? Is the whole show fake? Like
I have so many questions.
I do have a lot of questions about the hills and I feel like that's probably its own episode. Because there's a lot of toxicity in, I mean, Laguna and the hills. Like, yeah, some of the same people, but like it's a lot.
Like relationship wise?
Yeah.
And friendship wise.
All of the relationships.
Yeah.
What about the dog that we don't know where it is now? Not Chloe.
Not Chloe. What was
Where's the other dog?
Was her name Bella?
But
was it Bella?
Where's Bella?
Where? I think I actually Googled that. Where is Bella? But I can't remember.
Where is Bella? What? Like all of a sudden, didn't her boyfriend buy her dog? And then just the dog's gone.
No, it was never to be seen again.
Never to be seen. Two episodes only.
Justice for Bella.
Hope because no, same.
She's probably still alive.
She's probably living with another family. I just, it's like, it's crazy. That's so
Heidi's
toxic. They are literally, I cannot wait to talk about that relationship.
Yeah.
That shit's crazy.
Yeah. They are ride or die for each other.
They are. And everybody, I feel like, has their own opinion on them. Like, how much of it's real, how much of it's fake, which, like, we know not all of it's real, but, like, it's crazy how much they show them fighting and, like, how, like, manipulative. That was tough right there.
Manipulative.
How they make him look like that. Like, so bad. Yeah. It's crazy.
No, that what... Like, actually, when you think about it, what other people... Because I feel like nowadays with reality TV, people are like trying to be the main character and be crazy to like be famous and be on other shows.
Like, but be he a like really wasn't. Be a villain or do something. Like, he was like kind of, I feel like he was just like doing whatever they said and like being himself. Like, he.
Yeah, he was like really talking back to people. You know what I mean?
I mean, again, this is just like a whole like. The way he talked to her mom? No,
we could really, like, this could be like a 7-hour episode.
On God, the way he talked to her mom. My mom is beating your ass. My mom is beating your ass.
If someone talked back to your mom like that?
I mean.
If I talked back to your mom like that when I first met her or something.
She'd be like, who are you?
Ooh,
I'm getting bopped.
Yeah. That'd be wild.
That'd be wild. Yeah. I just feel like there's a lot to dive into with that. Like, that's probably its own like episode. There's just so much.
I know. We need to actually finish that. Maybe we can watch that tonight and finish it.
We did finish it.
Oh, my God. What are we supposed to watch now?
No, literally. I don't know. Probably Back to Survivor.
Oh, that's an... we can get into that.
Our relationship with Survivor is,
it's toxic.
It's toxic because it's so
the
hot
way
and cold.
I'm obsessed with Jeff Probst.
And it's so hot and cold. Like, we won't watch it for 3 months, and then it's like we watch like four seasons.
No, like, I can't
but
even.
The way Jeff Probst can get it, straight up.
He is so iconic. He is so iconic. I've Googled everything about his life.
Yeah,
though.
His lines, like
who he's dated, his merch.
His demeanor. Like,
his demeanor. Like, he's, talk about a great interviewer.
He's a man of the people.
You know, we are probably never going to have guests, but like, he would be my first guest I would have.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
who would be your dream guest, actually? I know it's like a lot to say on the spot.
That's like a lot.
That's a lot to say on the spot. But like, just name somebody, like, it doesn't have to be your dream, like the best, but like, who's someone you would ever have?
Like a toxic person?
No, not toxic, but like somebody that you could really talk about relationships with. And I say Jeff Probst because he observes everyone.
For sure.
Talk about like actually the best person to talk about relationships with.
Yeah, for sure.
The whole social experiment on Survivor is about relationships and like reading people. Well,
that's it.
Actually, like, just watch Survivor.
Okay. Free ad. I guess like on the same thing, like maybe this is controversial, but like whatever. What's the guy who hosted The Bachelor? Chris Harrison.
Did you
Chris
hear
Harris?
Chris
Harrison.
Oh my god, now you're like
okay.
Chris
well,
Harrison.
Okay, yeah, Chris,
no, Chris
Harrison.
Harris.
It's Chris Harrison. It's Chris Harrison.
Yeah, yeah. Did you know he has a new podcast?
And honestly, I'm just gonna like put this out there. I listened to two of the first
you
two
did?
Episodes.
No, you like actually listen to Bachelor. Things.
I do. It is the worst, but like it's so interesting how like
you listen to Nick Viall's, right? So
he, I have a toxic relationship with him. Mm. He like kind of bugs me.
Yeah,
I think he's like the way he talks on a show is so self-centered sometimes. Like it's always like back to him.
Oh, okay.
Like
okay,
you can
okay.
tell it's his show.
Yeah.
But like yeah, like I love some of the tea.
Yeah. Like I mean, good for him bringing it back to him.
Yeah, like I'm not mad at him. I'm not a hater, but Chris Harrison would be like another good relationship person. I mean,
was his podcast good?
It was him like just talking about basically like saying what he should have said when he did the interview, like about how he like,
what interview,
who was it with?
Oh wait, like when he got canceled.
Yeah. Yeah. And how he was like, he was just like talking his way through it and like explaining himself and like doing everything. And he's. Yeah, I don't know. Part of
Why
me,
did
like,
he get canceled again, or should we not talk about it?
I honestly
was it race related?
Race related, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like, can't really.
I'm pretty. Wasn't it? Didn't have to do with Matt James. I'm acting like I don't know.
Like, just own it.
Remember Matt James? I really don't remember the girl that he's with's name.
Oh yeah, Rachel.
It was about those two.
Oh, we said something about them?
Because Rachel had, I think, like had a bad photo or like.
Oh yeah, you know what she did.
So, okay, so you go ahead.
I know why that happened. Okay. Because they were, like, looking back through her, like, old Instagrams, and she had, like, she was in a sorority. Actually, you know what, like, don't quote me on this. Oh, God. And she, you know, like, sororities do, I don't know, like, I wasn't in a sorority, but, like, little like, dates or, like, dances? I don't know, parties? Whatever.
Oh, they have, like, Nike, yeah.
Yeah, like, they were.
Like, I don't know what it's called, but yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, God, I feel like I should know what that's called, though, because a lot of my friends were in it, I feel like.
Yeah. Okay.
The song girls are
I just feel like I'm, like, going to mess up this whole story. But they were, like, took pictures.
It was a bad photo.
It was, like, on a cotton field or, like their outfits were something were, like.
Okay, so just something. Okay, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So then she got canceled for that.
Right.
And then he was like, you know, and it was like such a hot time. Of
no,
like,
totally. Like just a lot of crap.
Yeah. 2020 was probably 2020 or 2021 was crazy.
But then I'm pretty sure Chris Harrison, like he like stood up for her. He did
yeah,
something.
Yeah.
Like again, not 100% sure. So, like,
I think he did something
don't,
else
like,
too.
Don't like burn us to filth, but like.
No, we're not like having his
yeah,
back.
Yeah. I'm not like, I don't care.
We need to rewind back out of this
yeah,
before
like,
we get canceled.
Like I'm not like, I don't care. I just like,
no,
I don't
we want to do the right thing, though.
This is what I want everybody to understand about me. This is what everybody understand about me. I might listen to all these podcasts and like, I don't give a shit, though.
Yeah, you're just
like when it comes down to it, I want the info, but I don't care.
Me and you are both kind of like that.
I mean?
Like, we want to know.
Yeah, like I listen to Nick's podcast because he's interviewing like two people that I've seen on social media for the past like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
That's like popular people.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, I'm going to listen to what they say. But like, I'm not out here like, I. you know, we've all seen, like, I don't like him, and I don't, who cares? I just want to hear what they have to say. Like, I'm cool.
But, like,
Chris Harrison, that might be the only two episodes I listen to, because he's going to, like,
yeah.
It's all, his is, like, about relationships, too. I mean, not to say that great minds think alike, I guess, but.
Well, and, like, getting canceled is so weird. And
it's a whole topic thing.
But
it is. Like, I don't know. It's not something I would ever, like, want to go through. It doesn't sound great. Just because, like, everybody cares about everything.
No.
But yeah. One thing about me, I just like want the information, but that doesn't mean I like care about what's going on.
That's probably why I made a podcast, just like we want the tea.
I want so much tea, but that doesn't mean that like I'm not even like trying to spread tea. I just want it.
One thing about you is like you are not a gossiper.
I am good. Because again, I don't really like, and like I say I don't care, that's like rude. I mean like I don't care enough to go talk about it to someone else.
No.
Like I mean like if we're talking about something,
yeah.
Then when we're done talking about it, I'm already thinking about whatever I'm talking to the other person about. Like I'm not like, oh my God, I need to spread, like I don't care.
No, like, that's like, no, I like that about you.
I would hope so.
You aren't like fake and like talk not about everything. Me. Actually, one thing about you is so funny though too. Like even if it's something good, you'll be like, oh, I won the lottery, and I'll be like, what? Like, you'll just casually say it, and you'll be like, oh, yeah, like, a month ago, I won the lottery. You know what I mean? Like, something like that. And I'm like, why didn't you tell me? I've been telling you about Deborah at work and dumb shit.
But your office drama is top tier. Like, my thing will be like, I don't even have a good example. But
I know, but, like, something like, crazy small. Will happen. I'll be like, why didn't you tell me? You're like, oh, I don't know.
I'm listening to you talk about fucking Deborah. Deborah and how like she doesn't drink water or something.
Yeah,
like it's crazy. Me either, but I digress.
Yeah, no. I think how did we get into this whole
again? Now honestly I can't find us our way back on this one. I don't remember.
Well, we were talking about, I don't even know either.
We talked let's just tell everybody how we're like starting this podcast. Who we talked about, who we were, except you have to guess. If you don't know what we do for work, you have to guess. It's not that hard though with social media, because it's like you could just literally click my this game sucks.
We have full-time jobs.
This game sucks. Mm-hmm. What this podcast is,
what
everything
is
about relationships.
Yep.
Where we are in Portland, Oregon. Mm-hmm. We've both been here for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Who, what, where, when.
And then we wanted to go into our last segment.
Why?
Oh, why?
We talked about why.
Why?
Oh, yeah, because we wanted to be a safe space.
Yeah, and, like, for people to vent or to people to write us and ask for advice. Like, I feel like, you know, we've
been... I'm always going to give you an honest answer.
How long have we been together for? Like, almost 9 years?
I could tell you the date we got engaged.
Yeah, but, like, how long... We've been together, like,
nine years. It's been a long time.
Yeah, I feel like it's not that we're like relationship experts, but it's, you know, I feel like it's,
but it's also
a different perspective.
Yeah, like different perspectives. Like sometimes, like it would be nice, like for people to write in that, like have a different perspective, or like how they do something else, like a different way. So like, yeah, it's just, you only know what you know. So,
and like being in two female relationships is a very different perspective than
being in two female relationships.
You know what I mean?
I don't think I know what you mean, but that ain't it. Two female relationships. Who else are you dating?
No.
You are in
Webby.
Two. Yeah, like
two girls. Two girls. One cup.
Oh God, core memes. That hit the internet at a wild time. Yeah, no, sick. You're in a same-sex relationship.
Yes, and that
she said. Two female relationships. Okay.
Yeah, that's my other podcast.
Okay.
It's a different perspective on, you know, dating, relationship, and social norms. I mean, I've also been in a relationship with men, so
yeah,
I can
we both have. So we can definitely talk about the differences in that.
Mm-hmm. I think like dynamics, especially in marriages, well, even dating, is so fascinating to talk about too, of what makes a good marriage and what people fight about all the time, because we hear, you know, I mean, we have friends and other people who talk about, it's pretty much a lot of the same issues that ends up being about,
yeah, sometimes, like, yeah, yeah,
and maybe not all the same issues, but there's some underlying things.
Yeah, for sure. Relationships are just so interesting, because you're supposed to, and we'll talk about this more in like our next episode, but like I always talk about, you're literally trying to bring two people together who like maybe like have completely different like everything.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like an interesting thing to think about, really trying to like be with someone for the rest of your whole life.
It's weird.
It's a weird concept. So it's like, it's not wild. Like, it, I just feel like it's not uncommon to have like different
views,
you know, and like figure it out. Like, if you want to, like, it's all really, it's not even about like the differences and stuff like that. It's more like how you handle those, like the communication and everything. You know what I mean? Not to like get deep on episode one, but that's just like kind
of. No. Isn't it weird we're married?
It is.
Like, when I actually think about it, I'm like, we're married.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, it's a really crazy concept. Marriage is a weird concept, but like,
I know.
It's like, I do feel like some people, like, it is for some and it's not for others. And like, again, we can like,
do whatever you want to do.
But it's like such a, like, relationships are just more of like, you know, it's like the relationship in the marriage, I guess, too.
Totally. I mean, you're like my best friend.
Like, okay.
I'm just saying, like, your person you're married to should be your best friend. You gotta freaking hang out with them all the time.
Facts. Like, I never
get sick of you.
You heard it here first.
And I get sick of everyone.
No, for sure. I feel like.
Not that was rude.
No, you don't get sick of. No, you get sick of everyone you've dated before.
Well, yeah, but also I need my alone time after a while. Yeah. I don't want to talk to somebody.
Yeah, we're both, like, good individual people, too. Like, we're not like dependent on one another. It's like a choice.
No,
I guess that's how
it's a choice.
You know what I mean?
It's a choice.
Like, I see you like accentuating some of the things I've been saying.
Yeah.
That means you like, it's good.
It's a choice.
I'm dead.
No, because you are so right.
Correct. Like, I just, yeah. Like,
it's a choice.
Yeah. Like, I like living with you and like doing marriage. Like, it's cool because like, I feel like we like make a good like partnership. We vibe. It's not like, oh my God, I have to go hang out with my friends tonight because I need my time.
I will say, you got a little too excited when I had a holiday party last night and you were like, okay, oh my God, I got that night alone. I was like, skirt, what are you talking about?
You didn't let me finish. Because we're not dependent on each other. We like our alone time still.
Yeah.
Some people don't. Like, they literally have to always be together.
Codependent.
Some people have to spend time away from their significant other. I feel like we both are equal in that. Like, need our alone time, which is fine. But, like, we also enjoy being together. Like, some people, like, only like their alone time. Or they only like being together.
Yeah. I know what you mean. But.
And, like, some people, like, that works for their relationship. Like, if you, you know, two people who, like, both need to be together all the time. Like, that's fine.
Yeah.
It just, like, obviously, like, affects other relationships probably, you know.
So true.
Like, again, not to get deep on episode one,
did you want
to
address though what I said about last night?
It was bomb. I sat here and I just sat in silence.
I was like I'm such a inconvenience. Like, the other night,
tell me, like, you don't just love sitting here in silence just staring at your cell phone with a dumb show going in the back.
No, you always watch weird shit though when I'm gone.
I watched a bad comedy special and I don't even remember the person's name. He just wasn't my favorite. And then I had the Chelsea Handler one on, but I was on TikTok. I was on my phone.
Is this a new Chelsea Handler?
I think so. We should watch it after we're done with this.
Okay. What were you watching in bed though?
And then I went upstairs and I had a mask on down here. But then I went upstairs because I wanted to sleep. Cause I popped a couple mellies. That's another topic for another time. And I was watching Doctor Strange because I am currently on my Marvel
era
journey. So I'm watching them all the way through in timeline order.
I just don't get it.
No, and that's okay.
And don't come for me, Avengers people. Oh my God.
Yeah, it's, I don't
actually
know.
Actually, like, I don't even want to talk about it because those people are serious.
No, they're super serious. And I'm not super serious. I honestly like the way the movies are made. Like, it's an interesting story every time.
Yeah,
and
I respect that.
Yeah, like, I'm, but I'm not, like, out here reading blogs. So, again, I want the information. I don't really care about, like,
you're
the
details. You're just, like, sitting in the middle.
I'm just, show me the
you're
movie.
Just coasting.
Vibing
and coasting. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay, let's go into, so each week we want to talk about a toxic relationship and a toxic trait of ours.
Yeah, a toxic relationship that. It can either be like a relationship that we have with something, or it can be about whatever. Like, it's just
or like something that's on your mind.
Yeah, just any type of toxic relationship. And then the toxic trait, yeah, is about like us, like what our individual toxic traits are that we notice about.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, you go first.
No, you're first. Let's go toxic trait first.
Okay, toxic trait. Well, I was deciding between two, but I forget the other one now.
Oh, I guess that leaves us with one.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like this is just a OG one that you're going to relate to for me. Okay. I literally don't understand why I cannot close cabinets.
No, this is insane. Like,
I always leave cabinets open.
Like, if Erin's been there, cabinet or a drawer is wide open. And it's like, she'll be like, well, I had to go back in there. And it's like, I guess just close it. Like, sometimes you can open it again.
Sometimes I do leave it. Like, if I'm getting almond butter out, I'm like, okay, I'm going to go, like, put it away. And so I'll leave it open. But then there's other times where I'm not going back in there. Like, when, like, our little thing in the in the bathroom.
You leave that open a lot.
I know. Why can't I close it?
Yeah, you leave it open a lot. And it's just annoying.
It is. What is my problem?
I don't know.
I like can't commit, honestly.
No, you do have commitment issues. We've talked about that.
Oh, and like, yeah. I can't close bags all the way closed, remember?
It's really weird.
I always zip it so it's like this much left. Because yeah. I'm like, I might need to get back in there.
It's not okay.
What does that? That's like a deeper thing. Like, I probably need like therapy for that or something. But like the cabinet things, sometimes now that you mentioned it probably what, like 3 years ago to me, and I was like, holy shit, you're right. And then now when I like the other day, I had to go to my car and then I came back in and then there was like three cabinets open and I just started dying laughing. I was like, what is my problem?
No, it's too much.
I wonder if anyone else does that.
No, I know people do that.
Really?
I saw it in a movie one time. I can't think of what the movie is, but like that was like one of the ladies did. She like left cabinets and drawers open wherever she went. But like you literally leave like one or two open every room.
Yeah.
Every room.
Write in if you guys have that issue, because I don't want to feel alone in that. Or tell me why you do that.
Y'all just leave them open. You're not like making changes for the greater
good. I'm not doing it on purpose though.
I know. No, nobody's saying you are. Like, relax.
Weird. Anyway, that's my toxic trait, and I don't think I've tried to work on it and it's like not working. So
yeah,
that's, if you have okay. Any other suggestions, let me know. Just like fucking close the door. I know.
Yeah, it's wild.
What's yours?
My toxic trait is I don't know how to put the toilet paper on the right way.
Facts.
No, like I couldn't even tell you.
No, you. Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's a good one for you. Like,
right now, I couldn't even tell you which way it goes.
We've gone over this so many times.
Does it go under or does it go over? I have no idea.
No, you do it wrong every time.
And then,
actually, yeah. Did you know a lot of people fight over this?
Oh, so like it's a battle. It's a like thing. It's a choice.
Are you an upper or an under?
What way do we do it?
We do it different. So
well,
don't
what way are we supposed to do it?
It's supposed to go over the top down.
Why?
So then you pull it down. It just is. Because if it's coming from the back, like you can't break it as easy.
Pause.
I wonder how many people sound off.
No, sound off.
I want to hear.
Let us know.
Are you an over or under?
I don't think
upper
that,
or lower.
I don't think that those are the right words.
Over.
Top or bottom?
No, top or bottom.
No, but it can't be
top or bottom.
I think
over
if we're
or
asking
under.
People if they're top or bottom, it's a little personal. But literally, let us know how you put your toilet paper on, because what way do you do it? You said the bottom. See, I already forgot.
No, the top.
That's what I mean.
It goes over the top. And you always put it on the other way. And I always switch it.
And you know what's funny? Every time I go to do the thing, I'm always like, yeah,
you think about it.
Yes. I like am actively trying to do it.
Yeah, because I told you one time, I was like, this is the biggest ick, is that you do it the wrong way.
I guess so.
Actually,
so that's a trait of
that's
mine.
That's such a good one for you,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad.
Yeah, it's just... That's probably the most annoying thing about living with you. And if that's the most annoying thing.
Yeah, we're good.
We're good.
Yeah.
Is that mine, do you think? Leaving the cabinets open?
It's definitely one of them.
Don't tell me other things.
Yeah, I'm going to hold back. It's definitely one of them, though. Yeah.
Okay.
Toxic relationship.
Okay. You go first.
Why do I have to go first?
Just because I feel like I want to hear yours.
Okay, toxic relationship. For me, this episode is going to be about the toxic relationship that parents have with their kids, and I'm going to specifically hone in on the, and again, like, don't quote me, because again, I know some of the information, but I don't really care.
Yeah.
the men's national soccer team.
Oh, yeah.
The head coach and his wife have been really good friends with, like, there's like four of them, two couples, man and wife, both sides. And they've been good friends. They, like, played together, I think, in college and on the national team. Kevin's going to die because I'm, like, butchering this story.
Yeah, yeah.
But they played together. They've been friends for, like, since the 90s.
Okay.
Okay. Now they have kids, blah, blah, blah. Okay. One of the husbands is the coach of the men's national team right now. Well, I think he's on leave, but was.
Okay.
The other husband and wife are obviously still very involved with, like, the national team. Like, they're one of the, like... Like, those two families are two of the most prominent families, like, in the men's national team, like...
Okay.
...group right now, whatever. Yeah. Okay. So, the not the one who's the head coach, the other family, their son is on the men's national team.
Okay.
So, he was having issues with his team and, like, practice and, like, attitude and stuff, like, just apparently being, like, a dick.
Yeah.
So, his... Hate. So, his team was, like, going to basically, like, have a meeting about him, like, possibly not playing because they were just like over it because he was mad that he wasn't starting.
Oh.
And so awkward,
like, do better.
And like, he's the youngest one on the team apparently. Oh, so like, well, shut up, you little twerp.
Yeah, you got time.
You know what I mean? Shut up,
you got time.
It's just just like
respect your elders.
It's entitlement, straight up.
Yeah.
So, and this guy's like probably like his uncle, and again, I don't know that for sure, but like that's what it gives. It gives unk vibes. Big unk.
The coach,
yeah, because their dads are like best
gotcha.
friends.
Oh, gotcha, gotcha. Yeah, I feel you. Okay, so I'm following.
Yeah, so whatever, he's mad, he's throwing an attitude, the team's over it, like, he's toxic as fuck. So then they have to do this big dinner at the World Cup.
Okay.
And they have to basically, like, tell everybody, like, how everything's going with their team. And so the coach has to, like, divulge information that, like, the son is being a dick and the team is, like, about to take action towards it. Well, it embarrasses the mom and dad. Like, they cannot believe that he said that, and he's like, I have to.
Yeah.
It's, like, my job, I have to say it.
Right.
Like, you know that.
Yeah.
They were so mad about that that they sent in, well, whatever, this is like hearsay, I guess, maybe not. Mm-hmm. They like sent in this tip that the head coach had a domestic violence abuse case. His wife pulled one in the 90s.
Oh,
they're still together. Obviously, like, whatever their dynamic is, they worked it out.
They spilled the family tea.
The family tea. So like, think about the relationship they just broke with. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, that's 30 years. I'm so bad at math. That's like 30. Like, I have no fucking clue. It could be 50. It could be 10. Somebody go in the middle. It's like a 30 year relationship, like friendship that they just probably broke because they were mad. The son was mad about not getting playing time.
Right.
So mommy and daddy
got
were embarrassed and sent that to. And so the coach is now on suspended leave.
The coaches?
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? So, like, again, like, it's even at, like, the highest levels of sports, like, the toxicity with parents and, like, that is... So, like, that's my toxic relationship. Like, it's literally affecting the national team. That's crazy.
That is so wild that literally they were like, we'll do anything to...
For our baby.
Yeah, and throw our friends under the bus.
Like, I couldn't imagine...
How long have you known your kid?
That was the first thing I said. That was the first thing I said to Kevin. And I was like, I low-key have known my friend twice as long.
Who are you?
Who the fuck are you? You better work harder.
You have not been here.
And like, also, you're on the national team. I think he's like 18.
Yeah, like, you're fine.
Bro, you're learn some shit this year.
You're fine.
He never said you weren't going to play. He said you weren't going to start.
That's okay.
And like,
it's embarrassing, but it's okay.
See, but I think this like stems from deeper. Like, I feel like low key and like maybe not. But like, if I was the mom, I would be like, I'm more embarrassed about that you were acting like a dickhead.
Facts.
And so then the team was going to suspend you for that.
Well, yeah. I mean, if me and you had a kid that was acting that way, I'd be like,
hell nah.
You're embarrassing.
You're embarrassing.
Stop. Don't have an attitude. Show respect.
You're rude.
Try harder. Why aren't you starting? You didn't practice hard enough.
More importantly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just.
Where's those reps?
Literally. I don't see you in the gym. But literally.
Not in the gym.
I just feel like that is like. It's wild how like crazy that dynamic in sports is.
No.
You know?
And there's a lot of overlap. Like, that's a toxic. Like, that's.
It's crazy.
Nepotism. Is it?
But I don't quote her on that. Like, that's like one of your other toxic traits. Sometimes you just be throwing words in and then you're like, is that right? And it's like, I'm not sure, but no.
Yeah. It is. Yeah. It could be some nepotism.
I'm also. Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Why wouldn't it be?
Yeah. And maybe, I don't know literally anything about this.
I literally just told her about this morning.
Yeah. Like, maybe someone else should have had it. Like, being on the team should have been enough for him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But don't throw your friend's tea. That's shady. You like, guys are
If I'm the coach's wife.
That's so fucked up.
I am beating that lady's ass. Like, yeah. Teresa, I cannot believe we've been friends for 30 years and you're gonna send in a report on my husband from 30 years ago?
No, that's messy.
Like, that is so messy.
Messy. Wow.
Like, and like, bitch, obviously we got over it. Or whatever.
Or like, but is she okay? You know what I mean?
But that's not to...
You shouldn't put that in the media. You know what?
Like, come on.
Don't put her on blast.
No blast offs. It's rude.
That's rude.
Anyway, that's my toxic relationship. Wow,
that's a good one. That's a good one. That's messy.
That's really messy.
Well, I guess to tie into what we were talking about earlier, I'll just keep it on the theme of the hills.
Okay.
The toxic relationship of Audrina and Justin for 17,000 seasons.
I'm so tired of them. I am done with Justin and Audrina. I can't. Like, there's a lot. We will have a Hills episode because there's so much to talk about here. But, like,
yeah.
I'm sick of Justin Bobby. I cannot stand that he burps in people's faces. I just, he's a sicko. And Audrina got to stop going back. Obviously, she does. But, like, she got to stop.
It's just, like, one of those things where it's, like, your friend keeps going back to the same person over and over and over again. And you're just, like, banging your head against the wall. Like, what are you doing? That's what it was like for 8 seasons. Love. Like, I hope people watch The Hills after this and take note of how many times she goes back. And me and you were, like, screaming at the TV every time. Like, why?
Like, why are you doing that? Like, he literally stopped.
But I think the craziest thing, remember we Googled it, who she has a kid with, is the guy on the show. Yeah, Corey. Who she goes on, like, 2 dates with and then, like, talks mad shit after about. Yeah,
crazy.
And we're like, they got married and had a kid. That's crazy. Yeah.
Divorced now, though.
Yeah. Maybe she should have ended up with Justin Bobby.
I mean, I don't know. No. I don't know. They're both abusive in different ways, apparently, so.
It was like, it was hard to watch.
Yeah, definitely hard to watch.
But that's my toxic trait. I cannot stop the relationship. I just can't stop thinking about them and that relationship where it was just like, stop, be done. And we've all been there. We've all seen that.
We've all been there. We've all too. Been in that relationship. Like, I'm not going to lie. We've all been in that relationship.
Yeah, we were just like, I need to stop. I got to stop.
Yeah, it's addiction.
It's addiction.
It's addiction.
Wow. Oh my God.
Oh my God, we've been talking for an hour.
We were like, this will probably be a quick 30 minutes.
I'm weak. Well, yeah.
We might have to work on shortening these things when we have.
Might have to tighten it up.
When we have like people write in and read, especially next week.
We're going to have to tighten it up.
Wow.
I just had a lot to say for this first episode.
I know.
Webby's exhausted.
Webby's exhausted. She's like, shut the hell up.
Oh, she hates to look at these big satellites.
As always, do not forget to write in Toxic Tea Podcast
or DM us
at gmail.com or DM us. Mm-hmm. Tell us your story
on Instagram.
Tell us your tea. Tell people about our podcast so we can reach more people to hear more stories.
Yeah,
I think that's the biggest thing. It's like, I just want to hear more stories from people.
Yeah, yeah, share us. Yeah. I want to share us.
You know, I just. Let's talk. Let's kiki.
Let's kiki. I just want to know what people are doing.
Yeah. Yeah. You feel good about ending the episode?
I feel pretty good about it. And like, also sound off about how we should end the episode. I don't really know. Like, again, some people
follow us on Instagram.
Oh my God.
Why did he just do that?
I really wish we got that on camera. He just like went from being blacked out asleep to trying to bite a little fly. No, you're tripping.
Love you so much, Waffles.
He's perfect. Yeah, we need intro and outro help. So just like let us
follow
know.
Follow us, Toxic Tea Podcast, on Instagram. That's our only social. We don't have TikTok, but we will have TikTok.
At some point.
Mm-hmm. For these clips. And as always, it was great. It was great to see you.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here. Episode 1.
Episode 1 in the books.
Sounding off.
Bye.
Bye.